For the first time in a decade, voters in the westernmost portions of Massachusetts are charged with the task of filling an open state Senate seat. Democrat Adam Hines and Republican Christine Canning are vying to replace retiring state Senator Ben Downing. The Democrat was elected in 2006. Hines won a contested primary in September, while Canning was unopposed. Hines spent 10 years in conflict negotiation with the UN before returning to Western Massachusetts to head Pittsfield's anti-gang efforts in 2014. He became executive director of the Northern Berkshire Community Coalition in 2015.
Philosophically, in my mind, we have a pretty chaotic scene at the national level. I want to show that right here we can do politics differently, that we absolutely need to be united as residents and in the political scene if we're going to take on the challenges that we face in the district. And so to me, we're going to prove that despite what's happening at the national level, we can do it different here. We can do politics differently, and we can be inclusive and collaborative and working together to solve our big challenges.
The Democrat announced his candidacy in February. Meanwhile, Canning has spent much of her career in education regionally and overseas. She calls herself a whistleblower. She reached a settlement with Pittsfield Public Schools in 2009 after claiming she was improperly fired after raising concerns about drug use, discrimination, and violence among students.
So if you put me in a mud hut in Africa and tell me to teach, or you put me in the Empire State Building with every electronic, either way, a student is a student and a learner is a learner. And a constituent is a constituent. I don't care. If you are in need, we're going to find a way to help you.
Canning, a Berkshire County native, launched her campaign in April. The Republican says her experience outside the region will allow her to spur change in Western Massachusetts, especially the economy.
GE pretty much has gone. SABIC is leaving. We need something to replace it. But currently what we have are things that are still resonating from the 1980s and 90s. That's 30, 40 years ago when you think about it. I really want to look at business without borders, e-commerce. And for me, I found that with the workplace development here, they're still stuck in a time error. I have to go to Boston and New York City for these same trainings. I think the trainings need to come here.
Hines, a native of the Franklin County town of Buckland, bested two attorneys, Andrea Harrington and Ronaldo Delgado, in September's Democratic primary. If elected, Hines says he wants to focus on supporting small and medium-sized businesses.
And that means addressing things like strategic workforce development. It means improving our critical infrastructure. We've seen that today energy is a big factor, but a priority for me is also broadband and finalizing broadband, last-mile broadband, ensuring our transportation system is upgraded and experiences efficiencies.
Hines has received the support of many area elected officials, the overwhelming majority Democrats. Senator Downing, who announced his retirement in January, endorsed Hines in October.
He's been a bridge builder. He has been someone who has reached out to folks who may have seen their interests as being opposed to one another and brought them together to help build a better tomorrow. And in my mind, that's exactly what you want in your next state senator.
Canning acknowledges the hold Democrats have had on area political offices recently, but notes that about 65% of Massachusetts voters are registered Republican or unenrolled.
Really, have we benefited from them? I'm sorry, no. There are some good programs they have brought in, and I actually worked with Ben Downing on one law to change, but there are other things where the politics have really hurt us, and I think there's a point where you can spend, but where is the money coming from? We all grew up knowing that money does not come off of trees. And how much can you actually tax people till there is no more tax base?
Regardless of who wins in November, Hines and Canning will have big shoes to fill. Downing is seen as a key voice for more than 50 Western Massachusetts communities and holds many leadership roles in the legislature, including chair of the Joint Committee on Telecommunications, Utilities and Energy, and vice chair of the Joint Committee on Tourism, Arts and Cultural Development. Hines and Canning are scheduled to debate at 7:30 tonight on WGBY Television. Jim Lavoulis, WAMC News.